There's a fair amount of exceptionalism in any inaugural speech, and at times Governor Hassan laid it on thick. New Hampshire people, we learned, are tough and daring, rugged individuals, yet members of close-knit communities, innovative but also respectful of tradition. But even so, Governor Hassan said it's high time for the state to look beyond the tried and true.
We must not let ourselves believe that if we simply do things the same way we've always done them, that the future will take care of itself. The needs of families and businesses are changing, and we too must adapt our approach to meet those needs.
Hassan said one way to do so is to recognize that New Hampshire is part of what she termed an economic region, where Boston is crucial. She said withdrawing into ourselves can't be an option.
In order to maximize our regional position and to spark economic growth for decades to come, we should bring commuter rail from Boston to Nashua and Manchester.
Hassan also called for a higher minimum wage.
Increasing the minimum wage will have a ripple effect on wages higher up the scale, while supporting businesses and encouraging job creation by putting more money in the pockets of consumers so that they can buy goods and services.
The governor said the state needs to tackle high energy and housing costs and preserve gains made during her first term, including the expansion of the state's Medicaid program.
We cannot overstate the importance of continuity and predictability for our citizens and our businesses.
Reaction to the governor's speech was fairly predictable. Republicans said it lacked detail. Here's Executive Counselor Chris Sununu on Hassan's call for commuter rail.
How do we pay for that $300 million that it's going to cost to build it, the $10 million a year the subsidy it's going to cost to run it?
Democrats, meanwhile, tended to praise Hassan's policy aspirations. Yet at the same time, they noted with Republicans controlling the House, Senate, and Executive Council, their posture over the next 2 years may end up being mostly defensive. Jeff Woodburn of Dalton is the Senate's minority leader.
Because I think we're fighting very hard to try to preserve what we passed in a bipartisan fashion last time. I'm glad she's embracing things like Medicaid expansion, the improvements to roads and bridges, things that really make a difference that are practical, not ideological, and I hope we can stay focused on that.
Of course, one party's practical is often another's ideological, and in high-profile speeches, what isn't said can also be of note. This speech contained no mention of Hassan's support for a casino on New Hampshire's southern border. That idea was at the center of her budget proposal 2 years ago. The governor will spell out her goals for the state's next spending plan during her budget speech next month. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.